When I was in the seminary in Houston, I took a class that is named Mission and Evangelization, taught by Father Leon Strider. And in that class, he focused a lot on this particular gospel passage to remind each and every one of us, especially at future priests, of the missionary character and vocation of the church. Oftentimes, at Catholics, we're very good at baptizing our children and teaching them through CCD, back in the past, or what we call now religious education. But even Pope Francis in recent time has said, after we have received confirmation, it had often become the sacrament of goodbye. Goodbye, I'm done. I graduated from religious education. I graduated from CCD. I don't have to go to class anymore. It become the time when we stop growing in our faith, yet not realizing that is the beginning of the life of faith, the deepening of faith for us to really live the discipleship. And it go back to what Jesus has said today, his commandment or his commission to all the disciples, which are us. He commissioned us in three ways. Let me quote him so that you don't say Father Coyot making up things. Go, therefore, make disciples of all nations. That's one. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. That's two. Teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. That three. Threefold mission of what the Lord Jesus has asked us to do. Yes, we baptize a lot of children. We baptize our children, and then we send them to CCD. We give them education, quote unquote, and then they graduate. Then they stop living out their faith. Perhaps because we, as parents, at the church, as relatives, as family, as society, have not done our part to help our children become disciples. We have failed to help them to become disciples in the way that we live, in the way that we preach, in the way that we share our faith. Oftentimes, we have discovered Christ. Few of us have chosen to follow Christ, and fewer people have chosen to share Christ. Yes, we need to discover Christ, to follow Christ, and then to share Christ. How many times in our own family, in our own interaction, and in our own life, how many times do we mention God each and every day? I'm asking a very honest question. How many times have we talked about God? How many times have we shared God? How many times have we truly let God be the center of our lives? Or are we talking more about politics, about what is going on in the world, or about what the president is doing or he's not doing, or the things that really make us mad right now? If our days only filled with the things of this world, then we have not shared Christ, or we have not followed Christ at all. Oftentimes we go to Mass, then we receive Christ, but it stopped at the doors of the church. We have not followed Christ in our everyday living, nor have we shared him in our daily interaction. Discovering Christ is good. Learning about Christ is good. But we are called to share Christ by following him. We got to make disciples of all nations. And we begin that by the way that we live. I remember when I was an associate pastor or parochial vicar at ICC in Denton, there is this one family. Every single day, the mother would take her young children to go to daily Mass. And then after daily Mass, She would take them to the statues of the Sacred Heart and also the statue of the Blessed Mother. And she would teach them how to offer their days up to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and then next move to the statue of the Blessed Mother and ask for her intercession. It moved me so much of how much she was trying to pass on that faith to her children. And what really touched my heart is that at the end of all of that, they sing the Ave Maria. Especially the little children went like, Ave, Ave, Ave Maria, Ave, Ave, Ave Maria. So they just sang that for like 3 times, and it touched my heart so much. The purity of their prayer, the simplicity of their prayer, but the genuineness of their prayer. As a matter of fact, Pope John Paul II has said that his first seminary was on the lap of his mother. So grandparents, parents, you have a wonderful opportunity to share that faith for your children, grandchildren, relatives. Whenever your family gather, whenever you eat, whenever you have an opportunity to come together, we need to be adults, to pass on the faith that has been given to us by our grandparents and parents to the future generations by the way that we pray. And it could be simple at teaching our young people how to sing the Ave Maria, or to say the Hail Mary, or to learn how to pray and to give thanks in the very simple way. That's how we are called to be missionary. That's how we are called to make disciples of all nations by instilling, by teaching, by giving, by passing on, by handing on that way of life and our faith to the future generations. That is so wonderful, because that is our mission. That's what Jesus had invited us to do by the virtue of our baptism. Each and every one of us is a missionary, and we are called to share Christ by the way that we live. And today, for the Ascension of the Lord, I wear a chasuble that was made by the Missionaries of Christ Charity, or Mother Teresa's sisters, who made for me in Vietnam. I wear this chasuble to remind me of the hard works that they're doing in Vietnam. They serve the poorest of the poor, yet never complaining about what they do. Let me give you one example. They take the elderly people who have no home, the homeless elderly people who are living out in the street, and they would take them back to their house and care for them. Never once do they force those people to convert. But each day, the sisters, you know, they wake up at 4:30 in the morning. They do adoration, and throughout the days, they do their morning prayers, their afternoon prayers, their rosary and stuff. So they just live out their faith, and with their prayers, and also by how they live out that faith in compassion and in service of the elderly people, cleaning after them, and caring for them with love. Those people who come to Mother Teresa's sisters were 90% non-Catholics. But almost, if not all of them, when they pass away, have chosen to be Catholics. And they told me with their own with their own mouth, with their own testimony, that we have chosen to believe in Christ Jesus because we have seen his love and living through the sisters. That's what we're called to be. If people see the love of Christ and living through us, by the way that we live, by the way that we talk, by the way that we share Christ, by the way that we live our faith, then that will become contagious and this church will become filled. We don't have to be picketing signs out at the corner of the street. We don't. But if we live our faith and passionate for that same faith by caring, serving, and giving ourselves to those who are around us, we will move people toward conversion because they're able to see Christ in us. And that is hard. Because just like what many of the saints have said, it's easy to become holy, but when you add my neighbor, it's become harder. Right? It's easy just to stay in the chapel to pray all day. But when we get outside, when we see the people that we don't like, the people that are challenging us, it's become harder. But perhaps those people are the ways of sanctification for us. The opportunities that Christ Jesus is using to sanctify us, to test us, and to invite us to growth in holiness, to patience, through perseverance, through compassion, through forgiveness, but most important of all, to the gifts of our own life. If we have everything that we want, then there is no opportunity to sacrifice. But when we begin to die to ourselves, when we die to our will, when we begin to sacrifice, beginning with what we want, then we begin to live for Christ Jesus. So therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age. Christ Jesus will not abandon us. He is faithful to us. He is with us. The question is, are we with him yet or not? We have been commissioned. We have been given that mission. We have been sent forth from the day that we have been baptized, to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them and teaching them to observe the commandments of the Lord. We can give lip service to the Lord by telling him that we love him, but unless our way of life reflects what we believe, and let our service of our neighbors deepen that sense of mission, the sense of sharing Christ and following Christ, our words become empty. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, I challenge you and I ask you to be courageous, to not be afraid, to live your faith out loud and let your faith permeate every actions, every words, every single instant, every relationship, every encounter that God will put into your lives. Don't be afraid. Jesus Christ is with us always until the end of the age. May we not only discover Christ, but may we follow him and share him passionately, intimately, personally, by how we live our life. May Jesus Christ be praised now and forever.